Letters from the mothers of Nanjamparambar to the Supreme Court. M.A. Rahman. Introduction. M.A. Rahman, a retired professor, activist, critic and filmmaker, has been at the forefront of Echo Movement against Endosulfan. He is the recipient of Odakkural Award, an Indian literary award instituted to honor writers for a particular outstanding work in Malayalam language. The work that merited this honor was Oro Jeevanum Velappettathaanu, his documentary Bashir, the man who won the National Award for the Best Biographical Documentary in 1988. Other renowned documentaries are Kumaranellurile Kulangal and A Paradise for the Dying. His films have been screened at international film festivals at London, Paris, Taiwan, Estonia and Houston. His major works are Bashir Kalam Desham and Bashir Bhubadangal. Letters from Mothers is a telling narrative on the gruesome effects of the use of Endosulfan in Kasaragod, a pesticide notorious for its acute toxicity, potential for bioaccumulation and endocrine disruptor. It has been banned globally in 80 countries. At the Stockholm Convention on Persistent Organic Pollutants on 30 April 2012, 127 countries agreed on a worldwide ban on Endosulfan, to which India objected since the ban would adversely affect the agricultural industry. The area where Endosulfan was indiscriminately sprayed was a hilly area where the most marginalized sections of the society live. This letter invites attention to the trauma suffered by the women folk due to Endosulfan, drafted by M.A. Rahman in Malayalam, who lived with these victims and personally encountered their travails, translated by B.V. Lasida, and signed by 10 mothers in Kaladuka Panchayat, Kasaragod. It is a poignant expression of the angst of the victims and their struggle for a collective cause. The letter's paramount significance lies in the fact that it was instrumental in bringing out Supreme Court verdict that favored the victims. Initially, the case was filed in the Supreme Court by the youth organization of a leading political party of Kerala. When this letter was submitted to the Supreme Court along with the shocking photographs of the victims, the court directed that it be submitted as a writ petition. The same was submitted along with a writ petition by Vandana Shiva. The Supreme Court verdict delivered on 17-1-2017 announced a compensation of Rs. 5 lakh for each afflicted family as interim relief, which has to be dispersed within 5 months of the verdict. The dispersal is under process. The full-scale compensation package will be delivered by the Compensation Tribunal in a due course. Text. Letters from Mothers. This affidavit is being submitted on behalf of the 10,000 of victims who are in the throes of infernal misery due to deadly diseases sown by the poisoned fiend Endosulfan, the more than 10,000 of souls who have met with untimely deaths in the past 2 decades, and the ill-fated, wretched, hapless and chronically ill of children who are dying day by day, trapped between life and death. Sir, we invite the attention of the Supreme Court to a news item which appeared in a Matribhumi daily of May 9, 2011 with the headline, Newborn infant of Endosulfan afflicted family dies. The child who died was born to Mamta and Narayanan of Athur, Kaithod. The child who was premature died within hours of birth at Kasaragod General Hospital. He did not have eyes. The second son of the couple, 9-year-old Naveen, is included in the list of Endosulfan victims. Their second son, Nagesh, 4 years, is also stricken. In her third delivery, Mamta gave birth to twins. However, both children died. A photograph of the corpse of the eyeless child is enclosed along with this letter. Those eyes are not actually closed. They are gouged out by Endosulfan. The photograph which records this is the sole evidence that another victim has vanished from earth in Nanjamparambar. Though forbidden to do so by the authorities of Kasaragod General Hospital, a journalist, Shafi Theruvad, photographed the child when his body was being shifted from the mortuary. We express our gratitude to him. This infant is yet to find a place in the government list of people dead due to Endosulfan. The dead twins delivered by the same mother 2 years ago also have not found a place in the list. Naveen, who managed to survive, is crippled in both legs. He is blind too. The pension of ₹2,000 that Naveen gets every month is the only evidence that the family has been victimized by endosulfan. The government has washed its hands of this family, leaving all the rest to the account book of death. The mother laments. The government took away the eyes of my child. They inflated his head and enlarged his neck with poison. The skin of his body has been peeled away by endosulfan poison. I will bear no more children. This statement is echoed by all the mothers of Nanjambaramba. As soon as they conceive, these mothers, consumed by fear and anxiety, approach black magicians, genes, and finally doctors. This is all they want to know. Will my baby have a swollen head? Today, they do not fear abortions. On the contrary, they fear conception. Since the MTB Act is in force, the legal benefit is a great relief to these mothers. Which mother would like to deliver a limbless torso in place of a baby? May we first of all inform the Supreme Court that many such mothers lament their fates in Kaidod Valley of Nanjambaramba. Endosulfan spraying was stopped in 2000. In spite of this, why is it that the villages lying below Nanjambaramba in Karaduka Panchayat malformed children continue to be born even after 10 years? Had our health department been vigilant, the medical history of this family with multiple deaths and diseases could have been the subject of at least a case study. Such a study would have imparted scientific knowledge about the causes of death by poisoning in this area. In spite of there being a separate ward in Kasargod General Hospital for endosulfan victims, the abnormality of such deaths has never been studied. In an issue where the complicity of the government is proven beyond doubt, the criminal negligence of the health ministry causes the children of an entire area to be born without organs and limbs. It is our apprehension about this that we wish to place before the seat of justice. In 2000, when the court temporarily banned endosulfan, the excess pesticide which remained in the plantation corporation godowns of Kasargod were not kept aside with adequate security measures or rendered ineffective. Instead, in some places, it was buried in the earth, a deliberate concealment of material facts which shocks us. In 2002, we went to Nanjambaramba to shoot the documentary A Paradise for the Dying. This hill is called Minji Padave in Kannada. Here we met Achudan Maniani, a plantation laborer who mixed endosulfan for 10 years and has lost his health completely. His revelations may be summarized thus. When endosulfan was banned, the excess pesticide which remained was buried in Nanjambaramba. A laborer named Subbaya Maniani buried it. He is dead now. When we were about to approach the dead Subbaya Maniani's house with our filming equipment, the plantation laborers who were clearing the land stopped us. They even threatened to chop off our legs if we ventured even a step ahead. All these scenes are part of visuals of that documentary. Achudan Maniani's revelation is proof that endosulfan was buried in Nanjambaramba. This explains why such malformed children are born here even after aerial spraying of endosulfan was stopped. The residue of endosulfan, what else? The vast Nanjambaramba lies at the heart of Minjipadavu Mountain in Adur. At the top of the hill, the full breast of the earth. Here lies Kerala Plantation Corporation's Minjipadavu Estate or Adur Estate. Standing here, one can see River Payaswini flowing between laterite hills to the northeast and the dense forests of the valley. To enter Nanjambaramba, one has to wait at the closed checkpost for hours at length. More than 500 families live on the crest of the hill and small villages in the valley. The huge cement tank in which endosulfan was prepared is situated in Nanjambaramba. This is also a landing place for helicopters. Around this, the pure water veins of Nanjambaramba, which flow clearly between the surfaces of rocks, these founts of water trickle in streams to the villages in the valley. They overflow over the top soil and the roads. Not far from here are the two man-made tunnels in Nanjambaramba. A tunnel is called Surangam in Kannada. In Malayalam, it is Turangam. enclosed by stone steps, overlaid with leaves and foliage, embedded with the roots of huge trees, form these fountains of water. Streams flow to Bellur village in the left. This village also teems with endosulfan victims. And on the right towards Adur village, which includes Kaidod. Organic farmers laid out this natural pond in order to preserve the virginity of the soil. The water that accumulates in these tunnels quenches the thirst of the villagers in the valley during the scorching summer. The villagers testify that the remaining endosulfan was buried somewhere in the depths of the streams flowing between the tanks and underground tunnels. Very long ago, one of the streams of this hell was diverted to a village in the valley through the exertions of a hard-working organic laborer, organic farmer Mamacha, who lived on the side of the hill and dug tunnels. Armed with only a spade, he diverted the stream to the village down below. Thus, this village acquired name of Kaidod, a stream made by one's own hand. Mamacha's daughter Hajra lives on the banks of the stream. Hajra's children were born endosulfan victims. One of them is a child with an abnormally enlarged head, Umaybad Sharia. The stream which her father had transformed into a blessing for the village has now entered her homestead spewing curses. The endosulfan buried high above has flowed downstream. Today, Kaidod village teams with such children. Umaybad Sharia, who endured torturous pain for 5 years, passed away in July 2012. It was not the ignorance of any agricultural scientist that gave rise to their plight. On the contrary, this is the result of the fatal, unscrupulous greed and terror-spring activity of the government, which interprets scientific knowledge and sells itself out into the market. The plantation corporation, the agricultural scientists, the central agricultural department and the manufacturers of endosulfan cannot evade the responsibility for this. Directed by the Supreme Court, Community Health Department of Calicut Medical College, Dr. C. Ravindran, Dr. Prabhakaran, Dr. Thomas Bina, Dr. E. Jayakrishna conducted an epidemiology study for ICMR. They discovered high levels of endosulfan in blood samples from Nanjamparambu. Apart from this, the Kerala State Council for Science, Technology and Environment, KSCSTE, in its study conducted to measure endosulfan levels in the water and soil in the area, discovered endosulfan particles in Nanjamparambu. The lifespan of alpha endosulfan is a mere 88 days. In the case of beta endosulfan, it is 40 days. The presence of endosulfan in the soil even after 10 years after aerial spraying was stopped shocked the scientists. Kamalaksha Kokkal, the deputy director of KSCSTE who conducted the study, says, "Since it remains in the soil of Nanjamparambu even after so much time has elapsed, there is every possibility of it having contaminated the food chain. From plants, it must have entered vegetables and fruits, then animals, then the human body, and wreaked havoc. This is to be further studied. If this observation is placed alongside the 112 ppb and 172 ppb discovered in the blood samples from Nanjamparambu, as disclosed in the study conducted by Calicut Medical College, it will be revealed that the countless deformed half-children who led to death in life are a creation of endosulfan. The Central Agricultural Department, which is manifesting undue haste to export endosulfan and which has not evinced half as much urgency in resisting the gross take life destructive phenomena, is actually toying with people's lives. Mercenary profiteers amongst the academic community of the agricultural scientists who are ignorant about the geography or culture of Kasargod or the inherent contradictions embedded in the fact that plantation corporation is spread over 11 panchayats are trying to deprive the victims of even the basic humanitarian consideration they deserve. They countered the studies conducted by Sunidha Narayan of CSE in 2000 and Dr. Habibullah Said of NIOH in 2012 in the same manner. Now that the Calicut Medical College study, which says endosulfan is the root cause of all the severe health problems, has found the light of day. The manufacturers of the pesticide have issued notice against doctors of the area. The NIOS study of 2002 has unequivocally proved that these diseases are caused by endosulfan. This 92-page report was suppressed when the Central Agricultural Department hastily furnished a report exonerating the Plantation Corporation of all culpability and submitted it to the Supreme Court. Thus, they steered clear of trouble. Had the government taken the initiative to conduct autopsy of the victims who are dying day by day and undertaken legal measures to ascertain the levels of endosulfan in the fat accumulated in the internal organs of the victims, matters would have become easier and also more scientific. We are also trying to come to terms with another shocking contradiction. The Central University was allotted 300 acres of land in Pidia by the government of Kerala. The land is acceptable to the university only if it is proved to be uncontaminated by endosulfan. The pesticide issue is impacting rights of civil society. Now the villages of Kasaragod have become the setting for the macabre dance of death. On the one hand, there is dread and trepidation about the poison deposits in Nanjamparambur. On the other, the everyday chance of death. With the firm conviction that these reasons may suffice for endosulfan to be banned, we submit before the Supreme Court this affidavit on behalf of the infants of Nanjamparambur. Thank you.